Approaching the Bay Bridge, broken down truck on the eastbound span clear. Volume delays in the Beltway in Maryland and Virginia, but lengthy volume delays on the inner loop from 66 to the American Legion Bridge. And started with a pair of crashes earlier in the afternoon. Long ago clear, damage done for the rush hour, heavy on the George Washington Parkway and 123 through McLean and near the chain bridge, watered off Canal Road. The WTOP Traffic Center presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. Dave Doldine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's get our forecast. Steve Rudin.
Clouds will continue to build moving through the remainder of the evening and into the overnight with showers after midnight, all part of a cold front. This cold front will bring showers early tomorrow morning and temperatures in the upper 60s to middle 70s by afternoon. Wind gusts tomorrow 20 to 30 miles per hour, dry and sunny on Thursday near 60. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, we've got sunny skies, a bit breezy, and we're at 72 in the nation's capital.
At 3:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Coming up,
the second day of testimony wraps up in the Trump hush money trial.
We're going to get an update in seconds from CBS News. Then we'll go in depth with an ABC News reporter who was inside the courtroom. That's coming up at 4:15.
A big step forward in the recovery after the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
This work is getting done.
I'm Mike Murillo.
From cars to cardboard packaging, why you might see some temporary delays in deliveries. I'm Kate Ryan.
Five key stations on Metro's Red Line will be shut down for all or part of the summer. We'll have details on how you can expect to get around.
Checking Wall Street before the close, the Dow is up 242 points, the NASDAQ is up 254, and the S&P is up by 61.
Caps Rangers playoff game two tonight.
4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. Day two of testimony today in Donald Trump's hush money trial brought former tabloid publisher David Pecker back on the stand to explain a scheme to influence Trump's 2016 bid for president. Here's CBS's Errol Barnett.
Pecker, because he was so close to Trump, he really connects the dots between the documents that are kind of the bedrock of evidence and the testimony from him and Michael Cohen, who is the man who facilitated it all.
Prosecutors are working to prove Trump's involvement. We're also still waiting on a decision over whether to hold Trump in contempt for repeatedly violating a gag order. CBS's Graham Cates.
We haven't yet got a ruling on that. There was a short break, and even during that break, Trump went on his social media site and made another post about the judge who is currently mulling this contempt request.
Trial picks up again on Thursday. President Biden stumping in Florida today, where he addressed abortion.
Next week, one of the nation's most extreme anti-abortion laws will take effect here in Florida. It's criminalizing reproductive health care for before women even know whether they're pregnant. I mean, this is bizarre.
Biden telling supporters there abortion should be a constitutional right. The Senate set to vote soon on a massive foreign aid package to get more help to allies like Ukraine.
Leader McConnell calls this an important day for America and
for freedom-loving countries around the world.
Asked whether the delay in getting the legislation done would hurt Ukraine in its battle with Russia, he said,
"It's no question delay was harmful."
McConnell warns that the nation has big problems, including Russia, and he hopes it doesn't take something like Pearl Harbor to get people's attention.
Pretending enemies don't hate you does not work.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Meantime, changes are happening now on some college campuses over pro-Palestinian protests. CBS's Nancy Chen's at Columbia.
We are now in day seven of protests here at Columbia University. It is noticeably calmer today than it has been in previous days so far, but security remains high with both NYPD officers as well as campus police. A Columbia University ID is needed to access campus, and the school has moved to hybrid classes for the rest of the semester.
The Justice Department's reached a nine-figure settlement over the FBI's handling of sexual assault claims against Larry Nassar. CBS's Robert Legarry.
A 2021 Justice Department watchdog report confirmed that FBI agents did not take proper investigative steps when they first learned that Nassar was sexually abusing young gymnasts in 2015. Those failures, according to the Justice Department Inspector General, left the physician free to continue abusing patients for months.
Nassar was finally arrested in 2016. He'll spend the rest of his life in prison. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
It's 4:03 on WTOP on this April 23rd, 2024. Sunny skies, a bit breezy in 72. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story. It was 4 weeks ago that the Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed in the Patapsco River. The disaster took the lives of six construction workers, shutting down one of America's busiest ports. So where is the cleanup operation now? WTOP's Mike Murillo has the update.
Despite the fact this work is dangerous, this work is getting done.
Governor Wes Moore says we are seeing progress, including the opening of a fourth, much deeper channel. It'll be a 35-foot channel and will be open for about 4 days, starting at the end of the week, weather willing.
And that is going to allow several ships in the Port of Baltimore to be able to move through that are currently stuck, to allow them to move through the channel.
The fourth channel can open up after a big lift last night of a 560-ton piece of the bridge, the biggest piece lifted so far. The goal continues to be to reopen a bigger channel by the end of May. So to do that, the new channel will then be closed off for about 10 days so that the Dolly container ship can be freed from the wreckage and cleared out. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
While the Port of Baltimore remains closed, a lot of money is being lost. And we're talking about the wages of longshoremen without jobs, along with no cargo coming in and out. In this exclusive WTOP report, our Kate Ryan sits down with the Maryland Port Administrator on why the port is so important to all of us economically.
70% of what comes off containers in the Port of Baltimore is consumed within 70 miles of the port.
Which means the Baltimore-Washington MSA and the consumption zone that is our region is reliant on the imports that come in.
Jonathan Daniels, the Executive Director of the Maryland Port Administration, tells WTOP that includes cars, sugar, electronics, clothing, anything that comes in a shipping container. Daniels says since the Key Bridge collapse, the push has been on to reopen the shipping channel to its 50-foot depth, allowing for larger container ships to enter again. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has estimated that could happen by the end of May. But until then, there could be some delays and some price increases. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
As another summer approaches, you can probably guess we're going to have another major shutdown on Metro. This time it is part of the Red Line, and several stations will be closed pretty much the whole summer. Shuttle buses are going to replace rail service between Silver Spring and downtown D.C. from June 1st through August 31st. Now, the buses are going to run for free. Some will have limited stops to connect you directly from Silver Spring to the nation's capital. Four Red Line stations will be closed the whole time. That's Glenmont, Wheaton, Forest Glen, and Silver Spring. The Tacoma station will be closed for most of June. Metro maintenance is being paired with Purple Line construction in Silver Spring this summer.
WTOP at 4:06. Remember that big warehouse fire in Sterling yesterday with all that black smoke seen for miles around? Well, the fire department in Loudoun County says the cause was somebody smoking and not properly putting out the cigarette. The main building is a total loss because of the fire damage. It's estimated at about $2.25 million. No civilians were hurt. One firefighter was examined for minor heat-related injuries.
It is 4:06, and here's something you might not be aware of. Drivers in Virginia have not been required to have car insurance. But that is about to change, as we hear from WTOP's Neil Augenstein.
Since 1958, drivers in Virginia could register an uninsured vehicle by paying a fee. At the moment, it's $500. But as of July 1st, all drivers in the Commonwealth will have to buy and have proof of liability insurance. The bill was passed last year and takes effect this summer. And next summer, the liability minimums will be going up. As it stands, drivers who have insurance generally have to pay for their own damages if they're hit by an uninsured driver. New Hampshire will now be the only state not requiring insurance. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Well, coming up in Money News after traffic and weather.
A popular D.C. market abruptly closed all of its stores today. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
We'll have traffic and weather. 30 seconds.
Federal employees and retirees, as you serve for others, you deserve an association that serves for you. NARF is the only association dedicated to all federal employees and retirees and educates you on your federal benefits options so you can make the best decisions for your family. NARF experts provide critical guidance to maximizing the value of what you've earned. Plus, our advocacy work ensures that you receive all the benefits you've been promised. Join NARF today at NARFE.org.
408.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
traffic and weather together on the 8th. We start with the traffic part. Dave's in the traffic center.
And we start in Maryland on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound after 175. The remains of the crash and police investigation along the far right side. Traffic is still backed up to about 198. 32 eastbound after Dorsey Run before 295. New crash, fire rescue sent. 95 northbound heavy through Columbia. Northbound lanes open. Caller spotted a truck stalling out in the right lane, southbound south of 100 before 175. Beltway traffic getting heavier in Maryland. 270 northbound. New incident reported between Hyattstown and 80 Urbana. Watch your mirrors for state police. Driving northbound on 270 through the backup. Route 50 of the Bay Bridge, not bad. Two-way in effect. Eastbound delays are brief. In Virginia, very slow this afternoon on the Interloop from just north of 66 all the way through McLean toward and across the American Legion Bridge. Outer loop congestion near 66 and from Van Dorn to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. 66 westbound, auto off delays from the Beltway to Centerville. 95 slow southbound through Springfield, again from Lorton across the Occoquan into Woodbridge. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson. With 3 years free maintenance, go to fitzmall.com. For the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Oh, another fine spring day we've got going. Let's go to Steve Rudin in the 7 News First Alert Weather Center.
Clouds continue to increase moving through the remainder of the evening and into the overnight. Showers will dot radar late tonight into early tomorrow morning as a cold front approaches from the west. This cold front will eventually knock our temperatures down just a bit. We're in the upper 60s to lower 70s tomorrow. Winds will also increase during the afternoon with gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour. Just around 60 degrees and sunshine on Thursday, lower 60s on Friday, mid to upper 60s on Saturday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, the breeze kicks up occasionally with a gust up to 19 miles an hour. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun, more sun than clouds, really. We're at 71 in Rockville, 71 in Ashburn, Fort Washington at 72. And we're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 410. Money News, 10 and 40 past the hour to Jeff Claybaugh.
Tesla just reported quarterly results after the close. Deliveries were down another 9% last quarter. It says full-year deliveries this year will be lower than they were last year, but Tesla did update plans for a less expensive model. Tesla's stock has lost more than 40% of its value so far this year. Foxtrot, the gourmet market and coffee shop that stormed into the D.C. area just 3 years ago and quickly grew to almost a dozen locations, has abruptly closed all of its locations in D.C. and in Chicago. It wasn't specific, but did say it explored every avenue to stay in business without success. Music streaming service Spotify added audiobooks last year. During the first quarter, Spotify says those with access to audiobooks have 25% have listened to at least one. Tuesday gains on Wall Street. The Dow up 264 points, more than a half percent. The S&P 500 up 60. That's 1.25%. The NASDAQ up 245 points today. That was more than 1.5%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Money News brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
Save on salmon at Whole Foods Market. Sustainable wild-caught tropical marinated and plain sockeye salmon fillets are 25% off with Prime through March 28th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Still ahead, day two of witness testimony in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. We're going to have the latest from an ABC News reporter who was inside the courtroom in Manhattan. It's 4:12.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Imagine if your business could be in the meeting where a federal agency talks about its upcoming procurement programs.
Okay, everybody here? Ready to get going?
Ready.
Let's do it.
If you'll look at your agenda, item one.
You can't be in that room with decision makers.
But you can be on their radar.
Every month, Federal News Network reaches over 500,000 people in the federal program manager and procurement officer community.
It's a trusted source of information.
And an ideal place for your marketing message.
You'll be communicating with the influencers, the leaders.
Through omni-channel promotion and distribution options.
From powerful radio ads and branded content campaigns to online videos and social media.
All driven by data and customized to your individual goals.
And all designed to engage your audience and showcase your organization.
To find out more, go to federalnewsnetwork.com and search advertise.
Federal News Network.
The trusted way to reach agencies and leaders across the federal government.
Later this hour, are you familiar with non-compete clauses that keep you from taking a job with a competitor? The federal government may be doing away with those. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Attention, members of the military, law enforcement, and defense industry personnel. The Modern Day Marine Expo will be held April 30th through May 2nd in Washington, D.C. With more than 300 exhibitors displaying the latest in warfighting innovation and technology, this is an event you won't want to miss. The event also features dozens of presentations from senior Marines, wargaming, and other special events. Visit moderndaymarine.com to register today. That's moderndaymarine.com.
As the days get warmer, you're breaking out the short sleeves and flip-flops. And Mother Nature's breaking out the thunderstorms. Know what to expect with weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 4:15. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
Second day of testimony in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial is wrapped. David Pecker, the ex-publisher of the National Enquirer, detailed a 2015 agreement he says he had with Trump and Michael Cohen to try to kill negative stories about the former president and run negative stories about then-candidate Trump's political rivals.
Well, joining us live, Peter Haralambos with the ABC News Investigative Unit, who's been watching the proceedings from inside the courtroom. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, so briefly go over David Pecker's testimony today and what stood out to you.
So David Pecker is the first prosecution witness, and he really brought the jurors behind the scenes at a secret meeting in 2015 where Trump, Pecker, and Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, agreed that the National Enquirer would serve as the eyes and ears of Trump's campaign, that they would keep an eye out for negative stories, they'd run positive stories about Trump, and they would run negative stories about Trump's opponents. Now, that relationship led to tons of positive coverage for Trump, some negative coverage about his opponents, and ultimately led to these three hush money payments that the trial really focuses on. Pecker was only able to get into the details of the first one about a Trump Tower doorman who alleged falsely that Trump had a child out of wedlock. And at the very beginning of the second one, former Playboy model Karen McDougal. His testimony is expected to pick up on Thursday.
And Peter, the other names, I mean, I saw where Bill and Hillary Clinton's name was dropped in all this. So it sounds like a lot of famous or celebrity names are being dropped as part of his testimony.
Yeah, no, it was fascinating. Trump was watching intently as Pecker was describing how the National Enquirer was eager to publish any dirt they could possibly get on Hillary Clinton. Pecker saying how stories about how Bill Clinton is a womanizer and Hillary Clinton was an enabler, those sold tabloids for the National Enquirer, and they also helped Pecker kind of meet this agreement that he had with Cohen and Trump to run negative stories about Trump's opponents. We also saw some wild headlines that the National Enquirer published in 2015 and 2016, suggesting that Ben Carson, the Republican primary candidate, left a sponge in someone's brain as he was doing surgery, or that Ted Cruz's father had some kind of a relationship with the JFK assassin. Those wild, complete out of the left field stories we learned today kind of came out of this relationship and this meeting with Trump, where Trump and Cohen were encouraging the National Enquirer to run any negative story they could about Trump's opponents, whether that be in the Republican primary or in the general election.
Now, Peter, what's going on with the gag order in this case? There are accusations that Mr. Trump has violated it. out of the earshot of the jury earlier today. There was a hearing about that. Where do things stand with that particular part of the case?
So the judge hasn't issued his ruling yet on the matter, but it seems like Trump might be in store for some pretty stiff penalties. Prosecutors allege that Trump violated the gag order on 10 separate occasions and that he should be fined a total of $10,000. But things got heated in court this morning. The judge growing visibly frustrated with Trump's lawyers, telling him that, quote, you've lost all credibility in the eyes of the court. And prosecutors asking the judge to remind Trump that he could be sent to prison if he continues to violate the gag order. That's actually a real possibility here. Officials in New York at this point are planning and trying to figure out what they would need to do if they needed to put Trump in a holding cell, or what would happen if they had to send Trump to Rikers. So possibly very stiff penalties ahead. First financial, later if Trump continues to violate the gag order, even jail time.
In the 30 seconds we have left, didn't the former president also go after the judge after court today?
Yes. As soon as Trump got out of the courtroom, he went after the judge, claiming that he is highly conflicted. Technically, that's not a violation of the gag order, so Trump is steering clear in that regard. But he's on very thin ice here. Trump has violated the gag order in his civil fraud case. That was a case in the fall before. But this time, he's looking at much stiffer penalties. And, you know, Trump recently compared himself to Nelson Mandela, willing to go to jail with this gag order. So we'll have to see whether or not he follows through with that.
Peter, thanks for your help today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Mm-hmm. Peter Harlalambous, who is with the ABC News Investigative Unit.
Off to the traffic center we go. Dave Dildine.
Montgomery, Frederick County, two crashes on I-270 northbound in Gaithersburg, main lanes near Clopper Road, two left lanes blocked, and then heavy and slow from Clarksburg past 109 in Hyattstown. Ahead, the crash blocking the left and only getting by the response single file down the right shoulder northbound on I-270. 95 northbound, heavier Laurel through Columbia, southbound after 100, had one broken down on the right, may have limped onto the shoulder. 32 eastbound, slow from 95 toward the BW Parkway, a crash before 295. And northbound traffic on the BW Parkway still very slow, but two left lanes are getting by the investigation beyond 175. Northbound on the Parkway. Route 50 out to the Bay Bridge without delay. Beltway in Maryland, volume delays. Beltway in Virginia, volume delays, but a slow one on the Interloop from 66 to the Legion Bridge. On 66, typical congestion, 95 and 395. Southbound slowdowns where you expect them. Nothing in the way down to Quantico and Stafford County. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Time to go to 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson. Veronica, another nice day we've got going now. What else do you have lined up for us?
Well, I think you're going to like tomorrow afternoon because our temperatures, like today, will be in the low 70s. Now, Sean and Ann, you know it was a cold start this morning, but mild and beautiful today all the way through. Tonight, I'm tracking some clouds with the next weather maker and even some isolated showers and then more scattered showers for your Wednesday morning rush before we see skies start to clear. Not going to get a ton of rain. It's a low chance for a little bit of rain. This evening's temperature is 58 to 64 degrees. By morning, you'll be looking at about 53 to 58 degrees across the area. So the cloud's going to keep those temperatures elevated. And then for tomorrow afternoon, 68 to 74 degrees again, turning over to some sunshine for the afternoon. And still fairly mild, breezy winds out of the northwest, around 20 to 30 miles per hour. For the end of the week, we're back to also sunshine Thursday and Friday, but a chance for some more frost both mornings, with temperatures that'll top out each afternoon in the lower to mid-60s across the area. Right now at 69 degrees in Frederick, Maryland, Silver Spring at 71, Wolf Tramp now and also at 69 degrees, Manassas 73.
Thanks, Veronica. It's brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET.
Coming up on WTOP, which moms in particular are having an exceptionally tough time finding childcare? 422.
There's something special about America's pastime in the nation's capital, where the energy is electric day and night.
See you later.
For happy hour with friends, making new friends, dining under the lights, and dancing like no one's watching is welcome. It starts here, all season long at Nationals Park. Visit nats.com/tickets to join the party today.
Operationalizing artificial intelligence is key to ensuring federal agencies can adapt to dynamic mission needs. Simple, seamless, and secure. Maximus is the trusted AI partner where customer experience, innovation, and digital transformation drive mission impact at scale. Building trust when it matters most. Learn more at Maximus.com/federal. That's Maximus.com/federal.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools to help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
This is WTOP News.
423.
American companies would no longer be able to keep you from taking jobs with competitors under a rule approved by a federal agency today. But that rule is sure to be challenged in court. The Federal Trade Commission has voted 3-2 to ban measures known as non-compete agreements, which bar workers from jumping to or starting competing companies for a certain period of time. According to the FTC, roughly one in five workers is now subject to such restrictions. The Biden administration has taken aim at non-compete measures, which are commonly associated with high-level executives at tech and finance companies, but in recent years have also affected lower-paid workers.
Parents continue to struggle to find affordable and quality child care, and the issue is even more front and center when it comes to having an impact on American mothers who don't have a degree.
Women's participation in the workforce has recovered from the pandemic, reaching historic highs last December. But that masks a lingering employment crisis among moms who lack college degrees. That's according to an analysis of census survey data by the Associated Press in partnership with the Education Report Collaborative. For mothers without a college degree, a day without work is often a day without pay. They are less likely to have paid leave. And when they face an interruption in childcare arrangements, an adult in the family is far more